Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Over the past 4 years, they added a new route to drive outside of the Naval Observatory where the Vice President's house is.
Vice Presidential Residence, Naval Observatory.
Quick getaway, yeah.
Yeah, quick getaway. I don't know if it's fate or somebody has a sense of humor. It blazes right by good guys.
It does.
It's that alley right next to good guys.
But you've got to walk away from that interview and say, sorry, Oprah did the job that I think that everybody would have wanted her to do. Like, she did a great job with it.
You come from New England royalty, right? So, and you're probably the black sheep of your family.
Right.
Let's see where this goes. This is fun.
Coming up in the rear, which I was really surprised by.
Last place.
Some places first place, but in this case, last place. Mm-hmm. An audition for a new announcer came in with 4.87% of the vote.
Oh, they don't like that. The crowd is shocked.
Yes.
I got him to shut up, real quick.
Thank you. Man, let me tell you.
You just raised your hand.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, there are times that I come in here and I say, hey, we've got a lot of stuff on the show today. There are times I come in and say, man, this is going to be a good week. Then there are times when I've got a week's worth of material on Friday that we didn't get to, and I've got a month's worth of material that we have today. That's a good position to be in, but sometimes it gets to a point where there is so much going on that I my head begins to spin. It's like planning a vacation.
Which you have.
What's that?
Which you have.
Yeah, I did that all weekend, too. That's great. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing things for the first time with my family. Yeah. Who could want anything else? We've got a birthday, a massive birthday.
Big birthday today.
Big birthday. We have a massive pop culture event, which that interview with the Royals turned out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to talk about that because I've got many thoughts on it, and I think Oscar watched it. Did you watch it, Rob?
No, I'm sorry I did not, but I did watch some highlights and read about it today.
Okay.
I was entertaining last night, Mike.
What did you watch last night?
I didn't watch anything last night. I was entertaining last night.
Who were you entertaining?
Oh, you were entertaining.
Yeah.
For your birthday?
My birthday. I had a couple people over.
What COVID party did you have?
We had 75 people, and it was a heated inside tent. Very close.
Did your mom come over?
My mom came over and another couple.
Did your father come over?
No, my father is visiting my uncle in Miami right now, so he could not make it.
Oh, and how's your uncle doing?
I'm sorry
to hear that. He's a nice man.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll get to Rob's birthday in a second here. It's just, I'm trying to manage it in my head.
Real quick.
Well, we have to get out of the way. A lot of people voted in our poll for the announcers. That's the thing. And by the way, I will also be distracted during the show today because like an idiot, early this morning when I had finished my show prep, I decided to compare insurance rates. So pardon me when I get my 70th phone call.
First
I'm an idiot.
Thing on a Monday morning.
I'm an idiot.
Mike, real quick, can I thank our announcer this week? Our current announcer, the one we just heard.
Oh, yeah. The amateur announcer this week is...
She's from Fairfax, Virginia, and currently lives in Stanton, Virginia. This week's announcer is a multifaceted, multi-talented, and multi-hair-colored teacher, assisted by our enthusiastic four-year-old helpers. It's Linda Herr! Linda Herr is our announcer this week.
Fantastic.
Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda. We appreciate that, I'm glad you got a chance to do that. So, without further ado, we mentioned last week. Well, I had an idea that that we would shake things up and change things around, and Mark Riddell had done such a great job on the promos that we would have him as our announcer, he'd give us kind of a different sound. A little bit of a backlash, not a ridiculous one, but a little bit of a backlash.
It wasn't as bad as New Coke, Mike.
But no,
we were close.
But people love Dude is one of the voiceover guy that has been legendary in the business for a very long time. He's a personal friend of ours. He's come out to Las Vegas with us. He's a good guy, one of the nicest men you will ever want to meet. And so you know, we had a backlash with that. And then we had some people who will say, we'll vote. And we had votes for Mark Riddell staying as the announcer. Mm-hmm. We had votes for Oscar's idea, which was to have a rotating series of amateur announcers
TMOS
for the show.
Listeners, mm-hmm.
And we, look, the elements for our show are part of our show. We've always had that. It's fun. And we think it adds to a little bit of the showmanship, which we've always done. If you see this this podcast when we've done them live, you'll see comedians from LA go up, put a microphone on the stage with a black table, and they'll come out with a sweater and just go, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, we don't do that. We do all the bells and whistles. We have signage. Yes. We have lights. We love that. That's part of the deal. And the production elements that we have are radio production elements from days gone by too. But it sounds great. Mm-hmm. That's why I like our new theme song. Thank God they like that. Yeah. That was changed too. The first one I picked, nobody liked.
Yeah, but Mike, what a great captain always listens to his crew, right?
So thank you.
You could have been a monster and said, "No, eat it. You'll like it eventually."
Right. And then,
agree that the theme music we have is very appropriate for the show, and I agree that, and that's fine. So, without further ado, the results, as we promised you, are in. Timpani, please. Thank you.
I have one if you need one, Mike.
No, I've got one.
All right.
Here we go. The MacBook Air, where everything resets every f***ing hour. Damn it. Really? Why does that go down? I never turned it down. I never turned it down. I turned it off. Why didn't it come back on? Sorry. Just little tiny details.
Mike.
Yes.
Would you like me, or are you going to announce? I just want to clarify.
I would like you have. I do not have the statistics in front of me.
All right.
You have them, and now let me wait. The results of the poll, and I would obviously you would go last to
correct,
first.
Correct. And for clarification, America, we had four different options. One of them was an audition for a new announcer.
Right.
One of them was a rotating cast of listeners, Jude Walker and Mark Riddell. So that's four of them. Four choices.
All right. Yep.
Okay. Coming up in the rear, which I was really surprised by.
Last place.
Some places, first place, but in this case, last place. Mm-hmm. An audition for a new announcer came in with 4.87% of the vote.
Oh, they don't like that. The crowd is shocked.
Yes.
I got him to shut up real quick.
Thank you. Whew, man, let me tell you.
You just raised your hand. Mike, next time you do it, I wish you would say cease.
Cease!
The top three were a great surprise, Mike, for many different reasons. And number three, in third place, actually blew my mind because I thought that this choice was going to be America's choice, even though everything has been said, but the history of the show, I just didn't realize, like, wow, I can't believe this person is this hated.
Mm-hmm.
With 6.86% of the vote, Mark Riddell.
See if he's enjoying it. It's his birthday, so I'll play to him today and do it as many times until he gets bored with it.
I think you kind of like Cease too.
I might like it. That's a boy. That's a, well. We won't ask for the number of votes.
No.
Did a lot of people participate though?
Oh, a lot of people.
Participated. A lot of it. Yeah,
a lot of people.
People invested in interest. Yeah,
good. I would say Mike, thousands.
All right.
Okay. So remember, the runner-up, in case our first place contestant can't fulfill the duties, the runner-up will step in. So there's always something for the runner-up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the runner-up of our TMOS Announcer for Life competition, as long as they're willing to do it, is, with 29.96% of the vote, the TMOS listener rotation.
They're shocked.
Oh, well, that means that, we know we'll play a Timpani anyway, but coming in at number one.
America, with 58.30% of the vote, Dude Walker returns!
Dude Walker. if he will do it.
Yeah.
Of course, we have the old stuff, too.
Yes, we do.
We could just keep.
Yeah, we have that. We do.
But I believe that with the new thing, this is your, he will now have to, you know, this is announcer for life.
Yes.
You know, dude, well, you're going to have to come up with something creative for him if you can. And we have not reached out to dude
no,
yet.
No, because we said we'd wait till midnight and we're going to call him after midnight or early
right.
this morning.
The right. So, rest. I mean, if you're looking for dude, well, he won the poll, but yes. we haven't etched it in stone yet. And say, so, I know you're not happy. I know you. Jeez.
That was your best one yet because it stopped right on the S of C.
Thank you. So that's it. I number one,
nervous.
And then
nervous.
Mark Riddell was. Mark Riddell will continue to do promos.
You know what, Mark Riddell? Right now, he's in the seat of the great Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, who was phased in to when Don Pardo would not be well. They would use him to pretend to be Don Pardo. As a matter of fact, if you watch the Saturday Night Live rerun...
That's not close. No, that's a live studio announcer that comes in. I know you're trying to make him feel better.
Our poll says that the listeners would step in.
Right. But Mark Riddell is a listener. He's free to audition.
No, we're not having auditions.
No. So... I can't help you here, Mark.
When you want to be an announcer, you just let Rob know. That's the whole idea. Yeah. We're not auditioning was a separate category.
Yeah, yeah. That, I guess you're right.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Well, including the listeners. Thousands of votes for Dude.
I think 2.9% people did want it, didn't they?
Very exciting.
Just a small.
Is that a siren in your neck of the woods?
It is.
Soundproofing in that building.
Can you just stay home, Miss Harris? We get it. You're vice president. You don't need to leave so often.
Is that what you think it is?
When it's a lot of sirens, it's her. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, Mike, is. Over the past 4 years, they added a new route to drive outside of the Naval Observatory where the Vice President's house is.
The Vice Presidential Residence, Naval Observatory.
Quick getaway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quick getaway. I don't know if it's fate or somebody has a sense of humor, but it blazes right by good guys.
It does.
It's that alley right next to good guys.
She comes up the alley.
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. From the back of the compound.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
That way well, you
because they're probably going to knock on your door for letting everybody know that now. But anyhow,
Mike Pence designed it. He said, if we do this, we beat that light at Massachusetts Avenue.
it does take forever.
I never remember them using that.
It wasn't there until about I would say in the past 8 years they put it in.
It's a new thing.
Have you been an eyewitness to that happening?
I'll press remember those little Garfields they used to go on car windows.
Yeah.
That is me when the motorcade comes out the side because you
so
see all the
cool,
trucks.
Yeah. Huh?
And you can see it.
You never get tired of seeing that.
No, I press my, even when I wasn't into the politics that were rolling out, I'd press my face up like the Garfield right on the window.
A lot of people don't know this about Oscar, but he loves looking out windows.
I do.
He really does. I'll just come in the village and he'll just be staring at stuff.
Let me ask you this about Dude. You called Dude, right?
Right.
When we were making that change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Out of a courtesy. And he, so now you're going to call him back.
Right.
Yes, I will call him, Mike. I will call him.
You're going to call him?
Yeah,
I'm not going to put that on Rob.
I'm not too proud to beg. It'll be embarrassing if he
calls.
Why
don't you both call him?
I think we both should be there.
But I'm going to tell him he's the hot chicken I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's my mess up.
Yeah, but I'll take him for the team.
No, you
this
can tell.
This is what soldiers do.
You can say we. You can say we. Okay. Mm-hmm. We were overwhelmed by the fact that the public has demanded your return. In the meantime, we should be. I'd like to get it turned around as quickly as possible.
Right after the show.
Tomorrow we had how long do when he does a thing for us?
Yeah.
How long does it usually take?
7 to 10 business days. No, it's immediate.
No, he does immediately.
He does it.
He's got a booth at his house.
It was a joke. Yeah, he's all right, very fast. Yeah.
So congratulations. It's not congratulations. He didn't even care.
That's right.
But our listeners want that. So congratulations to you people that voted.
The listeners.
Yes.
But 51% is just like a presidential election.
It's not a dictatorship. It's democracy.
Exactly.
So with that said, now on to the fun. I don't know if we have do you have any birthday music, Rob Spiewak?
I can bring up some birthday music. Absolutely.
Right. Because that's the big story.
Yeah, don't turn nickel.
Happy birthday to you.
Celebrating a milestone birthday and making me feel
happy
ancient.
Mike, I ran some numbers today. The first day we met.
I was, well, I mean, as co-workers, I'd been to fan events before, but my first day on your show, I was 21.
And so, today, you are 50.
Fitty.
You are 50 years old.
Yeah, so that means, Mike.
50 years old.
You were, could it be 32? That we met?
That is accurate. Yes.
Wow.
That is accurate.
You were that successful at 32?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy S.
Well, no. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, we were young when we started. And
that's
I and
awesome.
Dom was like 10
yeah.
when he started working at Major Market Radio Station.
32,
I was
still doing middays. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What a long, strange trip it's been. And it's weird because in many ways, I don't feel I've aged at all. I feel like I'm the same
doofus. It's a big one, though.
But
it's 50, a big
yeah,
one.
But 50 is a lot to wrap your head around. 60's
worse.
I feel better about 50 and Rob, because I always felt like he was like double nickels.
Yeah.
You know, I always felt like you were a man of like 55 and older, the way you carried yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well,
he's an old soul.
That's what, when you say carry yourself, that's a fat joke. And I'm okay with that.
No, I don't mean
No, it is. But what,
it's not a fat joke.
What
it's
Mike
the way
said
you
is better.
Carry yourself.
It's better, is that I am an old soul.
Your
always
interest
have
in
been.
Pop culture.
Always have been.
The way
You're
that
right.
you love what's old, more like a man in their 50s and 60s, I would imagine.
Yeah, but the thing that I am, now that I'm 50, the people that were acting like they were 50 are now 80. So I'm still 30 years old.
Yeah, but
you're
keeping them alive.
I suppose. I suppose. Very kind
I
of
believe,
you. Right.
I believe there are, there's a big one. And that big one is the big 70. 50 didn't faze me. I think 50 20 years ago was different.
I do too. I do too.
I think 60 now is more like 50. So I don't think it's a big. But the big set, there's nothing. Father time is coming when you hit that 70.
What about you 65 when you are. You are officially governmentally recognized.
Hold on, we got a phone call coming in.
I don't want insurance! Thank you.
By the way, that was how Micah, he says that at the blackjack table, too.
So how does it feel to be 50 years old? Did you think about it? What do you feel?
I went to bed last night with a little bit of dread.
That you
weird.
Might soil yourself because you were going to pee the bed because you were drunk?
Yeah, like a standard Sunday night, of
course. No, you went to it with a little bit of dread?
Yeah.
What's the dread?
Well, you had your birthday party yesterday.
I had a little get-together yesterday, and it was
and
very
And today
nice.
Is your official birthday.
Today is my actual birthday, and I just got to thinking about it, is that even if I defy all the odds and live a long time, I am really now in the second half of my life.
Is it true what your wife says
I would
says
say your second
about-
half is at 35.
Oscar, as I said, let me rephrase it. Shut up. Better.
Is it true that you, what Carrie said about you, that you do talk about death a lot?
I do. I worry about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, no matter how long you live, every day brings you one day closer. It's
not now, because now you got a leg up. Do you want to talk about your skipping the line for the, vaccination.
What I was able to do, Mike, is
Mr. 50.
I got
congratulations.
I got
70-year-olds that don't have one yet.
I got
fat. Give me one.
Well, maybe they should be a little more proactive. How about that? But what happened over the weekend is the equivalent of Robert to kneel down behind a senior citizen and me pushing them over. I got an email from the county, and I've scheduled to get my first vaccination on Saturday of this week.
How at 50 did you?
We need them, Mike, as much as we hate it.
You shouldn't be getting one before me.
I don't know how. Well, it depends on if you were still in Virginia, I think you'd be okay. Mike, you decided to move to the armpit of America.
Yeah, you've got a pretty good state down there. I think you're going to be all right. The good thing is everyone is paying attention to the protocol, so you don't need the vaccine.
How did you, at 50, when they said that, how did you get it? It's supposed to be 65 and older.
I filled out my form perfectly honestly when the county put out the form, gave my age, gave all my stuff, and they said, this. I said, yes, I am obese, and I sent it in, which I am.
That's so gross.
Well, it's finally paying off for him.
I'm never, ever full.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the only reason?
That's the only thing I listed on the sheet, and they contacted me. I did not chase it down. I registered when everyone else did.
Do you think that's why the nurse, when I called my doctor, excuse me, when I called my doctor this morning, they said, come on in, he'll sign it. I have to have a form signed by my doctor. Did you have to get a form signed by your doctor?
Mm-mm.
I mean, look at him. There's no form.
All I had to, Mike, they asked for one attachment, which was a shirtless picture.
I have it right here. I have my form right here. COVID-19 Determination of Extreme Vulnerability form. Physician's name, physician's license number, and physician's signature that I will be getting signed
today.
That's
awesome.
And then I begin the, and if anybody can help me, I have it now. So if anybody can help me in Florida, let me know.
A
I know there's some
angel.
People that do.
Yeah.
I could use an angel. Yeah. So I'd like to have an angel.
I was given, they sent me, I got the recognition and I made an account and it said, these are your locations within 10 miles of your house. And most of them were like, start scheduling April 14th, April 15th, April 9th, April whatever. And then there was one that said, begin scheduling March 9th. And I said, what? And I clicked on it and I got an appointment for noon on Saturday. I didn't even take the first available. And it's at the Dulles Town Center Mall.
Right. So you can pick up a collectible while you're out there.
I'm going to go there and hit Auntie Annie's and make sure I maintain my obesity and then get the shot.
I just can't believe a 50-year-old... it got a vaccine. I'm jealous.
Oh, you should be happy, Mike.
Happy birthday. That's a great birthday present for you.
Yeah, it's a flipping birthday miracle.
I'm sure your kids are happy as well.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're probably nervous.
And Carrie as well.
Well, both parents are now going to be vaccinated. Are you getting the Pfizer or the Moderna?
They did not say on the form.
I will find out when I get there. Lucky.
Well, there's no way.
You don't give a shit. They'd give you anything. You just get so lucky.
I don't know.
But I know about that. What?
We'll take the C average Johnson & Johnson, right?
I'd take anything.
I don't want the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh.
I don't. I really don't. Statement. I want to get the double one. I want 90% aisles instead of 60s. Sorry.
That was before the curve.
By the way, I'll take what I can get. But at the same time, I'd rather have that. And, and Lucky McLucky over here doesn't even know.
I scoured the website, Mike. I scoured the website that did not determine what kind of vaccine it was.
You go to where your location is, and you ask them what they're doing, and you can drive by there. I would have driven by there and do it, but that's all right. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You don't sound like happy for him.
No, I'm very upset.
Yeah, well,
I haven't gotten mine yet. I'm very scared.
If he's getting his now,
I bet you within days.
Let's say Florida is like roughly a month behind the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. So you get another month, you'll be okay.
I mean, there's an 80-year-old guy. I'm not getting one. It's like, okay, good
Take
for you.
His.
So here's my form that I have to get filled out today, and you're getting yours, and and Rob knows that I'm sincerely happy for him because I said that to him before the show. But I am jealous. Make no mistake about that, because I'm actually in the middle of doing this right now and going through these hoops.
I got a call. From my doctor, and they asked if I wanted to come in the next 2 weeks to get my vaccine, Mike. And I'm much younger.
Yes.
And I'm in D.C.
You got to call. So your physician's office has it?
Yeah. They called me. They said that they're starting to schedule, at least in D.C.
Right.
Schedule out for 1834.
Well, it's where I live. It's where I live.
Yeah.
Your state has mishandled it from the word go. Yeah,
They have, because we have an idiot for a governor. Mm-hmm. We do. That's it. So
I actually forewent mine, Mike. I said, I can wait another month. Get it to the right people.
Yeah. You did not.
I hand to God.
Really? Yeah. You were the one that was waiting at the drugstore to see if you could get an extra.
So I could go see my parents and not get them totally sick.
Do you believe him? Do you believe him, Rob?
I do.
I got the notification. I'm a hawk.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
But I think that it's probably misguided. I think if I was in a situation, I would have taken it. Just to schedule it.
My parents are covered. They're good.
But if they're scheduling for your age bracket a month out, why
18
wait?
18 to, 54. I imagine that someone else older than me needs it.
Well, what a great 50th birthday present.
Yes, that was great.
I mean, if you were going to ask for anything, I know I would. That would be the best present I could get. So, it's getting easier. Hey, the bottom line is things are moving.
That's the good part.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
Yes.
And the good news is we hope all of our listeners get them that need them. And here comes another one. All right.
And take any vaccine. Don't listen to mine.
That's right.
Any of them.
All right. Hold on. Let me see.
I also got shingles vaccine.
Did you just
take a picture? I think I saw your flash go off.
I don't know what I'm doing. Flash.
I think you took a picture of your microphone.
Remember, it's the vaccine if you're under 45, it's the vaccine for COVID, and then you got to wait a while, and then talk to your doctor about the Gardasil one.
That's right.
I fully know that when I give my phone number out that this is going to happen. So why do I do it? I do it. I already know the quote. I already know the number. I have not compared it to what I'm paying now. But
they make it easy for you and for, frankly, anybody, Mike, the little forms when you're actually looking, when you're just browsing.
That's
they
all.
Say, fill out this form. We'll compare rights for you.
Yeah, we'll do all
and
the
then
work
we will,
for you.
And then we will literally.
Yes.
For about 5 hours.
Yeah.
We will inundate you.
You're hot lead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hot lead.
Yeah.
Because you're a lead. You're mm-hmm. a lead and you
a
go to
lead,
a database. So,
the leads are no
celebration
good.
Yesterday. You will not be celebrating tonight. You celebrated yesterday.
Tonight, we will be me and the wife and the kids. The kids are actually going to stay in. My mom made me a cake for tonight. And we will do some carryout food from one of my favorite restaurants and have a little get together with the family.
Popeyes?
Exactly. Liz, no, it'll
What is the restaurant?
It is in Leesburg. It's in Leesburg. It's called the Blue Ridge Grill.
Okay.
And it is.
What are you getting?
I will probably get the New York strip. They do a really good steak there. And a side of
carry out?
Yes. And a side of cream spinach, which is one of daddy's favorites.
Okay. Well, he's got to maintain a status before he gets the vaccine.
And also,
so
Mike,
yesterday was not a birthday party?
What was it? It was a birthday party. What happened is we had, you know, our supper clubbers. We had a socially distanced get together. And one of the ladies in the supper club, Haiti, actually has the identical birthday as me. She was also born March 8th, 1971. It was funny. One time in early supper
Haiti?
Club. Haiti.
Is this a new person?
Haiti and Doug. We've talked about them before.
Haiti and Doug? Is she Haitian?
No, she is actually South American.
C'est passé, non boule.
So we
love the Haitian people.
Actually got a migraine, so she was not able to attend last night, which was really a drag.
I've but been we, there, baby.
But we had a nice get together, and my wife got me two, you know, sometimes you do good on gifts and sometimes you do bad. And Carrie knocked it out of the park this year.
Aww.
She got me for our deck a new Adirondack chair just for me that our neighbors build them and sell them, but there's like a 2-year waiting list. Aww. She got me bumped up and I have an Adirondack chair. And Mike, you'll love this.
Adirondack.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound like a fool when you say it the wrong way.
You say Adirondack or something like that. It's an Adirondack chair.
I think it's Ard.
Like admin, Mad Men. Adirondack.
Adirondack chair, Mike, you'll love this.
Adirondack.
A brand new set of kitchen cutlery.
Ooh. Oh, that's sweet.
High-end?
Yes. Cutco. My favorite brand.
What is it?
Cutco. Made in the USA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lifetime guarantee.
They'll cut anything.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is that they have a lifetime guarantee for sharpening and repair. We had a small set that we got for our wedding.
So you got two gifts that you love.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
A brand new block to keep everything in. And this has got the whole deal. The scissors and the cheese knife and the forks. And it's a beautiful set. So she really did a great job.
That's cool.
And
I like that. I can relate
night,
to that. I'd like both those gifts too. And
I told
a great Adirondack chair is special.
Oh, and you know who did the coolest thing was my mom. My mom who... you know, when you get to be my age, and since you've been spoiling yourself your entire life, you have everything you want, has to be creative to find something. And she found something that I used to have tacked to my wall when I was a little kid. You can still see the thumbtack holes in it.
Naked picture of Elvis?
Exactly. No. How dare you? Before I was born, my parents bought me 2 shares of stock in Ringling Brothers Circus. And it's worthless. They're like $1 each. Mm-hmm. But the certificate is beautiful. And it has clowns and circus animals and stuff on it. And I had it on my wall for many, and I stared at it as a kid. And even like about 10 years ago, they actually contacted my mom and said, "We're selling the circus. Would you like your stocks? It's worth like $7. And she said, "No, I'll just keep the certificate." But she had it framed for me to hang in my office because it's something that I looked at for
Child.
Yeah, as a child. And it looks so cool.
You think if they would have bought you an IBM share, you would have been an engineer of sorts?
No, the only BM they were concerned with. It was my own.
That's back in the day. I was part of that era, too, where I think your parents would buy like a very small amount of certain stocks.
I think that's so cool.
And it was so I couldn't believe that she still had it. And also, think of seeing something framed that you hadn't looked at in 40 years and had forgotten about. It was very, very cool.
Paul, my brother-in-law, did that for his kids. But like Paul was in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Paul got them.
Yeah.
I want to say Apple.
Yeah.
$38.
So Paul wasn't about Paul wasn't about a pretty stock certificate. He was more about making
them rich.
No,
he's more like the bank account.
Yeah, mine was about the elephant. So it's a different thing. Thanks, Paul.
Well, happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob.
50 more, I hope.
That is wonderful. You, and congratulations
on 50.
That.
You don't look 50.
I don't feel 50.
No, you don't.
No, 70. You look good. And we love you. And have
Thank
a wonderful,
you.
Real birthday today. And enjoy your steak. And eat it on your stomach in the Adirondack chair out in the cold.
I believe it's pronounced Odorondack.
Odorondack. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Going to talk about the Royals.
Welcome to the Friars Club 50th birthday roast of Rob Spiewak, celebrating a half century of laughs and memories. And now, here's our next roaster.
Thank you. The man of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. What can I say about Rob Spiewak that hasn't already been said by a child pointing at him in the grocery store? This is some dais we have here this evening. I see Mike O'Mara over there, all the way from Florida. You know, I used to live in Florida. I remember I went down to Fort Myers one day and I saw Mike O'Mara in this rundown old antique store. $1,200. But it's true. Rob doesn't take good care of himself. You know, he has high blood pressure. He's pre-diabetic. His last checkup, his doctor told him he had acute angina, which is probably good for Rob because his face isn't much to look at. Rob's a big guy. You know, when he passes away, he's going to be the first guy in history to be buried 6 feet down and seven across.
Happy 50th birthday, Rob.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Harry's. Hey, too often we're forced to choose between quality or a fair price. With Harry's, you don't have to choose. They give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. Listen, let me tell you about what I do with Harry's. I got Harry's in my shower. I got Harry's by my sink. I've got Harry's under my sink, ready to go for when I travel. I have the blades. I have the shave gel. I have the body wash. I have the face scrub. I have the shave cream as well as the shave gel. I love Harry's, and you will too. And Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. $3. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades, and they're the best. I have not looked back since they joined our family
at
TMOS. Harry's German factory is one of the select few manufacturers in the world that have mastered the technology to create a Gothic arch. A Gothic arch. Sorry about that. They stand behind the quality, and it is quality. You're going to love it. We love Harry's. I've always loved Harry's. You're going to love it. They have a 100% money-back guarantee at harrys.com. I'm going to love Harry's for a long time. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer. TMOS listeners, new customers can get a Harry's starter set and a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's over a $16 value for just $3. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, a travel cover, and a travel-sized body wash. It's an incredible deal, and you're going to realize they're doing this because they know how great their product is. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and start becoming a Harry's customer today. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
All right, everybody, let's get right to it. Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aired last night, and some pretty heavy bombs were dropped. Oscar and I watched it when it came on, and Oscar, I was blown away thinking, I'll look in to see if it's just a boredom fest. Really, at the very, very beginning, I was saying, oh, a couple of rich people talking about being rich,
yeah.
How special. And then it went on and on and on. Let me give the facts, and then I'd like to see what you guys really think about this. Apparently, when Meghan was pregnant with their son Archie, they were told he wouldn't receive a royal title, and they wouldn't provide security for him, which would be a break in tradition. Also, according to Meghan, there were, quote, concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born. Well, they talked about one conversation with one particular person they chose not to throw under the bus. I say it's Charles. This was apparently a conversation between Harry and someone within the royal organization. That's a wide net when
yeah,
you talk
it
about
is,
that.
It is.
They both refused to name them. Harry confirmed it happened. He didn't even want to speak about it last night, but it's a big deal. He also says his relationship with Queen Elizabeth is still tight. He says he still loves his family very much, but he admitted things are strained with Prince Charles. If you watch The Crown, this is what follows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is what follows. Mm. I mean, Prince Charles in The Crown is a dick. Mm. And if he's a dick, it would follow that he's estranged from his son.
Look, I don't know if dick is the right word, Mike. I would say he's a selfish F. He does everything for himself.
It seems like that.
Yeah.
And hearing on national television that that Harry doesn't have a relationship with his father right now, it's just, he takes his calls.
Well, that's nice.
There's a lot about that. It's just amazing. There's a lot to work through, according to Harry. He also said he felt really let down by him. And Harry's relationship with his brother is, in space at the moment. There's a space between them.
Mm.
Meghan's mental health was a huge reason she and Harry stepped back. The media was brutal to her. And despite promises that the family and its people would protect her and stick up for her, which they do for others, she said that there were times she didn't want to be alive anymore.
Mm. Wow.
It reminds me of Harry's mother, to be honest with you. I mean, this is fascinating. I expected it to be, well, we just didn't want to, the scrutiny and blah, blah, blah. We didn't know it was this unbearable. She asked repeatedly if she could get some professional help, but the firm, which is the organization that handles royal business, refused because it wouldn't be good for the institution.
Mike, the firm. Meghan, the firm.
Reaching such a low point was the final straw that led them to step back. And Harry said it helped him realize that he was trapped too. Quote, I was trapped, but I didn't know I was trapped. Trapped within the system. My father and my brother, they are trapped. They don't get to leave. And I have huge compassion for that. To end things on a lighter note, Meghan and Harry are expecting a girl. In the summer, and they say they're done having kids after that. So there it is, and it was just bomb after bomb with that. And I'll tell you what, my one takeaway on the whole interview, I think the reason I stuck with it, the reason I became more interested, is I found them credible. I found them credible.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's that great an actress to be able to pull that out, but she came across, not weepy, straight ahead, telling it like it was. And when you looked at the headlines, which they would splash up during the interview, you noticed what she went through with the British tabloid press and the racial undertones of all of it. I found it believable. What about you, Oscar?
I can't it was not as shocking because I'm fresh off The Crown, Mike. I'm late to the game on The Crown. You guys were talking about it years ago.
Yeah, but I am too. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And my mom, I have fond memories of my mom calling me during the pandemic in the days we were finally going over to visit her and socially distance watching The Crown and then sitting there and wondering, how could this family be so messed up in so many different ways?
Right.
And then you jump to Meghan Markle's family where you sit there and she alludes that her father lied to her multiple times about talking to the press.
Yeah.
She alludes to a sister that she barely even knows, met maybe twice in her life, 18 years apart, that's where writing a tell-all book that changed her name to Markle as soon as the press found out that she was dating Prince Harry. Like, changed her name back to Markle, her estranged sister-in-law. It's a world, and it's a little pond of the royals filled with just piranhas. And if they had to get out, they got out.
They did. I'm on their team.
Right? Doesn't it reinforce
Team Meghan and Harry after watching that last night? It was really understated. Oprah's great, by the way. She is. I mean, the interview was spectacular. She didn't pull any punches with that.
It didn't feel like an interview.
It felt like a conversation. I have nothing bad to say about it. I was riveted, and I did not expect to be. And by the way, I come to Oprah with the whole me, I'm Oprah, la la la. So I come in with kind of a negative attitude, but you got to walk away from that interview and say, sorry, Oprah did the job that I think that everybody would have wanted her to do. Like, she did a great job with it.
You come from New England royalty, right? So, and you're probably the black sheep of your family.
Right.
Let's see where this goes. This is fun.
Did you ever?
I will answer what he just said because I maybe I empathized.
You can
really
that's why I wanted to ask.
But it's not a royal family.
And no, no.
Far
no.
be it. But I get the...
The blue not feelings.
I get the not feeling supported crap.
Yeah.
I get that on a minuscule scale, on a teeny tiny scale, but a scale that still has me talk to people.
Sure.
On that level, I'm surprised she didn't take a bottle of pills and that she survived it.
Yeah.
I get it. And it's like, not poor me because you're a princess. No, think about watch The Crown, then you'll understand
that life.
I'm just sorry that the interview didn't go to the original journalist that was supposed to have it, which is Jimmy Fallon. Because I really think he could have gotten to the bottom of it and then made them sing karaoke.
Hey, did he get to wear like the cape?
Did it reinforce what you already suspected?
Prince Charles is the one that came off the worst.
Can I tell you what I went into it with?
Yeah.
I went into it with a bad attitude about her. Saying
okay.
that she's
I remember that off air.
I absolutely thought that she was the catalyst, that this was by design, and I came away with a totally mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. If they're lying, good job, guys. You did a great job. I bought it.
And Mike, this will cheer you up. A text just rolled in from the CDC. Your appointment has been canceled due to the clinic reducing their hours. Please contact us to reschedule.
You can't make that up. I'm so sorry, Rob. Funny for the show. Terrible for you.
Always nice to get a text from the CDC. Guess I won't be needing that QR code!
Wow.
You can re-sign up. You can be okay.
That's weird. I'm sorry. That sucks.
It does.
That's a drag. But you're 50, so you're...
It's a big day. You're good.
Yeah.
You're young buck.
Nicolas Cage. Another person I relate to. He recently got married in Las Vegas again, and this one has already lasted longer than the last one.
I remember that he had a very brief marriage.
Word has it that he married a woman named Rico Shibata in Vegas back on February 16th. For what it's worth, he's 57, she's 26. I saw some pictures on TMZ. Very attractive. Mm-hmm. Nicholas confirmed the news, saying he's weird looking with hair that's too dark.
Oh, yeah.
He's into that too dark hair for his age.
Like, he looks like a disheveled vampire.
He really does. He looks vampire-ish. So Nicholas confirmed the news, saying that, quote, it's true, we're very happy. His rep says the couple met in Japan over a year ago. Nick has now been married 5 times. His first two were to Patricia Arquette and Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, I forgot he was also one of Elvis's sons.
He's him and got Michael a type, Jackson. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. My hand!
His longest marriage was to Alice Kim. They were together from 2004 to 2016. And in 2019, he married a woman named Erica Koike.
Erica what?
Koike!
Hey, hey.
But filed for an annulment just 4 days later. He eventually was granted a divorce. This wedding wasn't spontaneous. Nicholas says the date was chosen because of his father's birthday. And I looked at the pictures. So, but it just seemed the whole Vegas thing, they did it at Wynn.
Oh.
They did it at Wynn in Las Vegas. Just,
well, if you're going to do it right.
It's not like he
did it at the pirate ship place.
Great, great. According to a new survey, 1/3 of people who are working remotely right now say they'd quit on the spot if they had to start going into an office for work every day.
Oh,
39% said they'd rather take a pay cut than go into an office. The survey also found 51% of people say every company needs to give people the option of working remotely at least some of the time, Oscar.
Look, a lot of people that I now see coming into the office downtown, and I would say we're at least maybe 30% capacity in the downtown commercial district. They say, man, I couldn't wait to get back to work. And in my eyes, since we've been at work this entire pandemic, I can't wait to stay home. So it's hard to empathize with it.
I understand. You can make a lot of money right now with just 2 simple steps. 1, make an imaginary character real. 2, shoot it. Oklahoma is now offering a $2.1 million bounty on anyone who hunts and kills Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah. I think it's a tourism thing. They're
anything to spur tourism.
I don't know that we should kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, let's capture him. and put Bigfoot them on Broadway.
Bigfoot Hunt, nothing more. It's a bunch of crap.
Bigfoot Hunt.
Anyway, that's it. And now a little something, something. You don't have to be, you know, if you're into Peeps, I know, Rob, you're into Peeps,
love
correct?
My marshmallow Peeps, yes.
All right. You don't have to just reluctantly eat Peeps this year on Easter. You can also reluctantly look like a Peep.
Oh, oh, how nice. Yeah.
Why not?
Just in time for Easter, there's a new line of eyeshadow in Peeps colors. And with that light, glittery look that all the Peeps have, they've also made makeup sponges that are shaped like Peeps. If you're interested, you can buy both for $40. The website is www.iamanidiot.com. Thank you very much. Good luck with that.
A shout out to all your Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps. All right. Lots coming up. I don't even know. There's so much I can't even decipher it. We'll be right back on the Michael Mara Show, everybody. Sorry
hey,
about
humans,
your cancellation.
It's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Woof.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Winslow. Appreciate that. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 American adults say they are not getting the sufficient sleep that they need on a regular basis. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because a good night's rest helps boost immunity, improve recovery, and increase energy. That's why you should choose Sleep Number. Now, recently, I actually switched my Sleep Number setting from an 85, which I'd had for a long time, because I thought that was back health, and it did. I think when my back issues were at the forefront, that helped. I knocked her down to about a 65, and it's just great to mess with, because
yeah, it's fun.
You get a better night's sleep, and it's a wonderful setting for me, and that's where I am right now. The great thing about Sleep Number is you can adjust the setting to where it's perfect for you. I love my Sleep Number bed. I've loved it for a long time. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year based on internal analysis of sleep sessions. And since the pandemic began, Sleep IQ sleepers have gained an average of 53 hours of restful sleep compared to last year. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. I can't tell you how much I love it. Remember, a great day starts the night before. I want you to check out Sleep Number. Mine is a 65 now,
okay,
matching my wife's, who also has a 65 setting. It's just the best. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, designed to make a life-changing difference to your health and wellness. From $999, $999 only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Make sure they know that I sent you, please.
Do it, please.
Say the name Mike O'Mara.
Please.
Please, please do that. All right. I got to talk about this or I'll forget.
Okay.
And it'll get lost and I won't because it's so minor. But last night, Carla decides, occasionally on Sunday nights, my son will come and say, Mommy, will you sleep with me? And she goes in and they go into the guest room and they sleep together.
Okay. That's
he
sweet.
Was bothering her. And then she's wiped out because she got, she learned how to do some new esthetician stuff. So she was in class all day yesterday. And I will tell you this, that sometimes when the family turns in, it's my chance to watch like a trashy garbage horror movie. And this one, I'm
does
surfing
Carla
around.
Have any interest in like a horror movie ever?
We'll watch them.
Okay.
We'll not.
They're
watch
not really
horror
my
movies.
Thing either. Like I'll watch them, but they're not like right. I have right. to see.
Well,
this.
They're such crap. They really
oh,
are.
Oh, I turn them out. Yeah.
But it's a guilty pleasure. And once in a blue moon, you'll get one that actually really is scary. this one last night, I don't even know where I found it. I was on DirecTV and I'm surfing around. And what's this one called? The Wrong Turn.
Ooh.
And oh, the thing about this
I bet
movie,
I know. I bet I know the plot device.
You know right away when they I think the advent of the free-held camera allowed movie
Blair
makers
Witch style.
And the Blair Witch type of stuff allowed movie makers and also the Paranormal Activity. You know, all that stuff allowed people to make movies cheaper. This is not turbo cheap,
right?
I see a lot of iPhone shots.
Yeah. It was not iPhone Oscar as much as you see it at the beginning and you're kind of like, okay, well, they cheaped out on that camera shot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm watching this and look, it's obvious story. Bunch of kids out on a drive. They're gonna hike the Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian, Mike.
Appalachian.
Out of Rajak.
And there is a secret group in the woods. Blah, blah, blah. Right? So
yeah,
but it starts and there's this old guy that's driving around in a car. And I stop and I go, hold on a second. And I'm like, wait a minute. That is Matthew Modine.
Oh, God.
That is Matthew Modine. And I said, that is Matthew Modine, Full Metal Jacket, Memphis Belle, many, many more. Oh, I mean, you can bring up the filmography of Matthew Modine. And I don't think the wrong turn should be about the kids going on the Appalachian Trail. It should be about the career choices of Matthew Modine. I know he's an old guy, but what goes wrong with an actor to – I just don't get it. Look, I think that when you have been at the pinnacle,
sure.
Can't you linger in
– Oh, but Mike, it's been a long time. He was a punchline when Jiminy Glick – was a hot thing. When Martin Short being Jiminy Glick was a hot thing, one of his punchlines is that his children were named Matthew and Modine. And so I think at that point, you're no longer at the pinnacle. And that's 15, 20 years ago, right?
But still, with Hollywood, if you're not like a head case or you haven't like a Randy Quaid,
yeah,
can't you maintain a career if you are in blockbuster feature films? Can't you turn that into a pretty —
and keep in mind Full Metal Jacket was 33 years ago.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I mean he's an old man, he's got white hair now, but
there are certain stars that's for some reason just didn't break through.
Yeah, you're right,
they didn't break through to the —
but I mean, I thought a breakthrough would be —
And remember, he was on Stranger Things. I forgot about that. He had a role on Stranger Things, which that was pretty hot for him.
Yeah, but he's not like you know from that era who really made it, who like everybody could have bet against, is Robert Downey Jr.
He's had several bounce backs.
Broke out.
Robert Downey Jr., who was like crawling into people's beds and being in their backyards when he was out of his gourd on drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds
probably
old,
one of the few.
He's probably out of his gourd on drugs.
Well, he's probably smoking grass. That's his problem.
Smoking that Mary Jane. By the way, I fell asleep during this movie, so I have to go back and finish it this evening and figure out what. But I was looking at it going, why would he? And by the way, so I don't know whether he finds her or not, or what the situation's going to be.
Did you like what you saw?
No, it was a B movie.
Like he just said, no.
It was a super deluxe B movie. Now there are B movies that are that become cult classics.
Of course,
I don't think this is even going to be in that category.
Does not hold.
Does it pack any fright?
It's interesting enough where the bad creepy people are the bad creepy people.
Okay.
Is that the one with the masks? They have animal masks on?
Yeah.
It looks scary.
That always
gets me.
The trailer
looks scary.
That always gets me, where it's just like, but it's so their own language.
It's a little like Eyes Wide Shut with the people in the masks.
Eyes Wide Shut was a tour de force, and Eyes Wide Shut was Stanley Kubrick.
Simply joking, of course.
Eyes Wide Shut was fantastic. By the way, Eyes Wide Shut is a movie I hope your father's seen it. Because your father would love that movie.
Seen it. He's probably in the credits. I think he's an extra.
Horny Bob Spear. Yeah. Have you seen Eyes Wide Shut, Rob?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like boobs.
Better than Vanilla Sky.
Around the same time. Yeah. So, anyway.
The actor's
Matthew
actor.
Modine. I just don't know of any other that come to mind. Actors that were in blockbusters.
If Punky Brewster can come back 30 years later.
That's true.
Then Matthew Modine has a spot in Hollywood, just not what
having
he used to be.
An actor as a daughter, that is the type of movie that if you're a struggling actor, and there are millions of them, and you if you get lucky, you get a movie like that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you're Matthew Modine, who said, I was in this, add Stranger Things recently,
yeah. Right.
It would seem to me that you would be able to kick it up a little notch, and I was just very surprised.
My theory,
maybe they paid him a lot of money.
I was going to say, my theory is the money they saved on those iPhone shots might have gone into Matt Modine's pocket.
I just would be curious about that, and perhaps I'll do a deeper dive.
He's still a name.
He's still a name. He's recognizable. Yeah. I knew his name, and I identified him. Mm. I said, he's got white hair. That's Matthew Modine as the father looking for his daughter, who's out in the woods with the skull people.
Who's more famous right now? Matthew Modine, and this I want an honest answer.
Okay.
Or Molly Ringwald?
Modine.
Molly Ringwald.
I think Modine. I think
no,
Modine.
Molly Ringwald is iconic for Pretty in Pink. I mean, that was an icon.
And 16 Candles. But I think currently, if you were to talk to a kid, what do you think, Maddie? Who do you think is more iconic, more recognizable?
If you're talking to a kid about Matthew Modine, who's that old guy
exactly
with the white hair looking
and
for his
daughter? I didn't mean to call Maddie a kid. I meant a younger adult.
Molly Ringwald, for sure.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. You know what that tells me? You too? Oldest guy in the room. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm tapping in with the kids. Yeah. I know what's going on. Mr. Hipster. Yes, sir. Age is just a number. We'll take a break, and we will come back and talk about Oscar's four-legged friend.
Yeah.
Oh!
You want to get me? I'm just like Facebook, all right? You just tell me there's an animal story somewhere, and I'll get sucked in.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm Casey Kasem.
Something ponderous, man.
He's down on the phone.
Dear Casey.
Oh,
two.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
I gotta talk about a f***ing dog dying.
What is this f***ing ponderous, man?
God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. F***ing ponderous.
You can make your long-distance mailbag dedication by sending an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com.
Dear Casey.
That's Rob with two B's.
Two.
And until the next promo, America.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I got a buddy of mine who's got a bad shoulder out on the golf course, and I was singing the praises of the Theragun because, don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Theragun is absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful that our listeners have shared their stories about getting the Theragun. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. Mm. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4, and man, is this thing built. It is so well. The OLED screen and design is amazing, so you got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I used it for my foot, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had the old plantar's fasciitis, whatever it's called, and I used it on my foot, and it works. In fact, Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers invested in the company. That's how much they believe in Theragun. Mm-hmm, and when you see the way this thing's put together, you'll understand it. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. All right. All I know is Oscar will lay some stuff on us occasionally.
Yes. That,
you know, he. I don't know what it means, but I think he got a pet. But I have no idea.
No.
Mike, it was a good teaser. It was a good teaser.
There's a new four-legged friend on the block, and, well, it might as well be in my house. Actually, I'm asking you for advice, if you don't mind.
John. Is it another cat?
No. I'd love a cat.
Is it a llama?
That'd be fun. No, a llama would be a lot of fun, even more fun. My neighbors got a new, I don't know if he's golden retriever or yellow lab. I can't tell because I've only seen a glimpse of this wonderful dog,
right.
This beautiful animal. And they have kids, and I'm happy about it. And I just never put two and two together as far as how thin our walls are until they started crate training this wonderful animal.
So this is an adjacent neighbor.
This is right next door.
Okay.
And I have never been in a position where I have truly felt, man, I got to move tomorrow because the rats in the past have been a problem I could handle. They're the when we had the cockroaches when we first moved in for the previous tenant, we had to deal with palmetto bugs. That was terrible.
Those are roaches, by the
way. The old electrical, the radiators, all issues. But now there's this wonderful dog next door, and I'm just saying wonderful because I'm always on the side of the pet, Mike.
Sure.
And you're crate training now, or you did already, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he sleeps in the crate. Okay. And based on his behavior, he'll be sleeping in the crate for the next 40 years.
Understand.
And you're talking about Winslow, not Michael.
Winslow, it's cute because I'll take, like when I come in here to do the show, I don't give him around. He might pee.
Right.
So I put him in his crate, and we have our little routine where I go into the kitchen. He's got his Kirkland dog biscuit, which, by the way,
it was
one of those pods, containers that it's so large, and I'll hold it up, and he looks at me. I said, "You know what? You know where I want you to go when I'm holding this." And he goes, "I said, come on," and he doesn't. And then we go two steps forward, and he goes into his dog bed and looks up at me. And said, "You know,
that's
that has
not
nothing
right,
to do with this."
No.
And then I take two steps, and he runs into his crate. It's like, give me the biscuit.
He's playing with you a little bit.
Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I love the dog. I really do.
Does he take treats gently, or is he a bit of a snapping dog?
He takes them gently, believe it or not.
That's
almost
good.
Like
I love that.
You have to place it into his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's sweet.
I could do an hour.
That normally means that he's never lived in like a pack or among a lot of other dogs because he's not defensive about getting his food. He's gentle about
it. Well, but Frankie still does that.
Frankie's a jerk face.
He can't get the Manassas out of him. Yeah. That's just terrible. This dog is so loud that it sounds like he's in our home.
Now, you've glimpsed him. Is it a pup or is it a full-grown dog, do you think?
It's a little puppy.
Okay.
So this is a dog that's being put in the crate when the parents are not there, and it's row, 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 row.
And then you know what another dog does that lives in our house who barely even says a peep.
Right.
People think we sedate him all the time because he's so quiet. He's like, he's hearing
the other dog.
And then he starts barking.
Oh, there is nothing worse in the neighborhood than people that put a dog in a crate and are gone a lot.
Mm-hmm. They go
and
a lot.
The dog can't handle it, and it sucks. What's the time? Is it at night too?
No, this is fresh because this started happening this morning around 6 a.m. And I was like, "What is going on?" And then it just got louder and louder because the dog's in a little more despair. You can tell, right?
Yeah, it just happened this morning. Do you think it might be the Lassie factor?
It's fresh. I don't. I feel like...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what is the Lassie factor?
I don't know.
The Lassie factor would be like you go over and knock on a door and you hear... Rot, rot, and there are like two bodies in there.
No.
Two neighbors in a pile of their own blood because they've been murdered.
I heard one of... Thank you for saying that, Mike, because that didn't even cross my mind. Because I heard one
nice that I was going to play the Spanish Inquisition after that. But I lost it again. I'm the worst app ever made for sounds.
Resend it?
Yes. Okay. Spanish Inquisition.
I hear through the wall one of the kids, I don't know, maybe almost going to middle school by now, say, so-and-so, I didn't catch the name, but just... be quiet, like a little kid, like a little kid would, right?
Be quiet.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the kid say, "Mommy, Daddy, why aren't you moving?"
No, none of that.
In the well? Are you saying they're in the well, honey?
So the dog is barking with family around.
I want the question to you, and something probably I could look on the web, but I'd rather just ask you here, is how long does it take till they get used to this? Because I've never had to crate train any animal.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you're saying the kids are around, are you sure the dog was in the crate when this was going on? Because
I can hear the rattle of the cage through my wall. These are not thick walls. The party wall.
You can hear the cage?
Yeah.
Wow.
The crate?
Yeah.
Well, when did you hear the kids this morning?
Around 7:30 in the morning after the dog been barking.
So they've obviously got the dog crated while they're wandering around.
Or they're getting ready for school. Who knows?
Hey, Carla, I heard you. Are you back there? Can you get Winslow? Bring Winslow in here, please. What?
I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy. I'm busy, too.
Very busy.
I want to show our dog to a few.
He's sleeping.
And she's busy.
God, Carla. Come on.
She's
all
busy,
right, if he's
Mike.
Sleeping. I don't want to bother him. You say happy birthday to Rob.
Right. And you tell her that my vaccination was canceled?
Rob got the scheduled the vaccination and then they canceled it on him. Yes, thank you.
I hate this cancel culture.
That was worth it. All right.
Is it something? How many days? My wife wants me to walk over
before
today
you knock on the door and go
today. Today and say, look, is everything okay with the dog?
Let me tell you how you handle it. Yes. You don't. You, look, I don't want to get into that. I'm dealing with this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
After we had a little conflict.
Mm-hmm. I remember
no contact at all. That's the way I plan to live the rest of my relationship with these folks, whether they stay or go. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. You don't be the point because you can't be the only one on there. Excuse me just a second.
Of course.
If you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
Hold on. All right. Here we go. All right. I don't want insurance. What were you saying?
I was asking, should I go and knock on the door today or a little later? Shannon would like me to go today.
You don't want it because then you're the guy.
Yeah.
And what you do is you look up online how to file a noise complaint if this goes for 2 or 3 days.
I would say end of the week if it's still a problem.
And also a little bit of empathy. You know what? They're not enjoying this either.
No, and the neighbors, I know them. They're super nice. We're not like, hey,
do you know what's
something
that just happened to me that I thought was super cool?
Yes.
My next door neighbor, I forgot over the weekend that I left the pool heater on to keep the pool at a particular temperature.
Understand.
The tiny little wading pool we have. And it's gas, and it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're two, the people down here in Florida, you have two types. You have electric and you have gas.
Mm-hmm.
So the people next door, it makes a racket.
Yeah.
And it was mentioned to me and then it was super cool. And I said, oh, okay, well, we don't use it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put a note because I forgot to turn it off. And it was a note, and I turned it off, and we haven't even had any contact with them about it. Because I think a note might be a good idea.
My parents' neighbors... And thank you. And maybe
ooh, make it a note from Santos.
We were blessed when we live in Alney, we still live in Alney. My parents do. If something's off with the house, they'll leave a note as well. Hey, I saw that your sprinkler system's still going off in the winter.
The opposite of my new neighborhood here would be my wife being directly confronted about parking on the street.
Yeah,
and that is. That is a recipe for potential disaster.
She was confronted, and there was a veiled threat.
We spoke to an officer about it and said, but Carla didn't like the way she felt about it.
Yeah,
and it's over. I've seen them multiple times. It's gone. It's over. No more contact. But who knows how something you never do face to face.
And I want our dogs to play together.
Do they know Santos?
I don't want it to be like, they know Santos.
Then you should make the note from Santos and make like a backwards R in it. And like make a couple misspellings like a dog wrote it.
Are you ever serious about any advice for anybody at all about anything ever?
Yeah, I am. I am.
All right. But what would you tell him to do?
Tell him to do.
Not confront. Okay.
No,
thank you.
That's I would tell him to give it a week and then see. I would figure out a way to see them in a way that didn't look planned. Like, you know, when their schedule is like walking and then go out there and just say, hey, how's it going with the pup? I hear him a lot. Is the crate training going okay? And because here's the thing, my thought on this is that couple or that family is embarrassed because they can't get the dog to shut up.
How do you know they're embarrassed? What if they're just thoughtless?
You heard the kids say, shut up. They don't want to hear the barking.
That's because they're annoyed, but they probably don't care.
Well, I think they probably care. I think they do.
How about this? Are they across the street?
No, they're next door.
Or are they
adjoining wall?
They're next door.
Next door.
Stand in front of you and wait for them to come out of the house. It's like when they come out of the house, go. Is that dog ever going to stop barking?
I'm going to split the difference. I'll wait till the end of the week, and there's an issue. I'll just say, "Hey, is there anything we can do to help?"
Do you have a boombox?
That's it.
Because what you can do is when you leave the house, put on a cassette tape loop of like an elephant. Loud.
Are they? By the way, do you know these people well?
Yes, but we live two different lives. They have kids and, we work all the time. Yeah. So
I didn't ask that.
Yes.
Do you know them well?
Yes.
Are they young kids that they have?
They're, I think, about to go into middle school, the kids.
All right. So mom is, I'm just, you say you want to have the dogs play. I know him well. I know him better than he knows himself sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that you want the dogs to play together. I think I know why you want the dogs to play.
That's not the ship I'm rolling in on. No. Santos hasn't had another dog to play with since since my dog's mom is the dog's mom nice? She's very nice, very nice.
Yeah. She the kind of lady that picks up the newspaper in a robe in the morning?
No. Her husband is he's around more. So, and I like hanging out with him because I get to see him more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And does he wear a robe?
Yeah, he wears a robe all the time.
A short robe?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a hotel robe.
I'm so sorry. The dog's been driving me crazy and his robe slipped open.
I can't find the time for it.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck. Good luck with that. I appreciate that. I think I got what I did without embarrassing anybody.
I think so. Yeah.
I think I get it. You know, not over the top, but I'm not going to say it. Maybe I so want to say it, but I can't. It's not the 80s anymore.
No, don't say it.
Yeah. I really want to say it.
After the show.
Yeah. All right, I won't.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Friars Club 50th birthday roast of Rob Spiewak. Here's our next roaster.
Happy birthday, Spurlock. Nicky Diamond here.
Oh, my.
50. Oh, didn't see that coming. Talk about a long shot hitting. Do you believe in miracles? Oh, baby, you making it to 50. That was not a Merle. That was not a sure thing. The over-under was 49.5, and I bet big on the under. But, hey, that's one bet I was happy to lose. But anyway, here's some good news. Because you're 50, I can offer you 50% off at Pawn World. Pawn World, where everybody gets treated like a king. Light them up, birthday boy!
Happy 50th birthday, Rob.
Wow.
Star stuttered.
I was able to get it out of my chest. Welcome back. Hey, I want to tell you about a brand new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called Bloomscape. If you have a green thumb, that's great, but some of us need a hand. That's why I love Bloomscape, and more importantly, my wife loves this company. Mm-hmm. They make it easy to find the perfect plants for your space. Bloomscape delivers healthy plants right to your door, and I have not heard my wife go on and on about the way they package these plants to get them to you unscathed. It's incredible. They send it right to your door, plus all the grow how you need to help them thrive. Find the perfect plants for your space, whether you've got tons of light or hardly any. We all ordered plants from Bloomscape. Ours arrived last week. Oscar and I got money trees. Now, don't get confused here. It's not a real money tree.
I don't know.
It's
Are you watering it enough?
Did you get a bamboo palm? Is that what you got?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so cool. And you're talking about the packaging, Mike. There were
it's amazing.
They had you know those hand heaters you can get for cold winter days? They had hand heaters in the box. So my palm tree stayed the proper temperature it was being delivered in the wintertime.
Look, if you're going to send plants to people and you're really going to send a product that you want to last and you take extra care, the care that Bloomscape puts into their packaging absolutely blew us out of the water. They arrive safe and sound, ready to display, and plants make any room look great. Plus, the new outdoor bloom kits from Bloomscape are exactly what we all need right now. It's the easiest, most convenient way to get growing. Shop a variety of young plants, accessories, tools, and supplies. Everything you need to get your patio or porch springtime ready. And the Grow How team is always available to answer any of your plant care questions. You're going to love it. Get 15% off plant orders of $100 with promo code TMOS at bloomscape.com. You got to check it out.
It's so cool.
When you order it, they come so beautifully packaged. That's 15% off plant orders of $100 or more at bloomscape.com. Promo code TMOS. Don't forget it. We love it. You're going to love it as well. I couldn't believe the way they packaged it. Somebody really knew how to do it, and somebody cared an awful lot. Is it time for the thing?
Yeah, open the DD, Mike, please.
I'm going to open up the dumpster right now and get that dog to quiet down.
Now, you know, it is March 8th, Mike, but it's not just my birthday. It is also International Women's Day, which is why it's nice that this is trending. A Missouri pastor by the name of Stuart Allen Clark has been asked to and has agreed to step down after his sermon has gone viral.
Your man needs an attractive wife. Hockey player said. He said, I married a trophy wife, but now she looks like the Stanley Cup. You see what I'm talking about? And ladies, here's the thing you need to know about men. Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello? Don't do that.
He also used the phrase, keep it bright, keep it tight, and he called Melania Trump the ultimate trophy wife. He was trending pretty hard over the weekend.
Who's this guy?
He's a pastor in Missouri. His name is Stuart Allen Clark.
We got a lot of Missourians down here.
Yeah, Mike, and you know what? Sometimes they say Missouri.
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 I don't like everything he said, but some things he said.
All right. You're, you are on your own. Yeah,
Oscar's looking up the church right now. He's going to go to services out there, you know? Trophy wives turned into a Stanley Cup.
It's keep it bright, keep it right.
That's terrible.
Church, exactly.
She have a dog?
She has an owner who's a man, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
An owner who's a man. We all go to Starbucks occasionally. A guy was on TikTok saying there is an easy way to get free coffee, but you also have to treat your barista right.
I worked for Starbucks for almost 10 years. I'm not here to snitch on anybody, but listen, if you're rude to a barista, you may or may not be getting decaf espresso in your caramel macchiato. Sorry, Karen. Tip number two, a foolproof way to getting a free drink and a free snack. In order for this to work, you have to go into the cafe. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the barista and ask to do a coffee tasting with them. They're going to prepare whatever pastry you want with whatever coffee you want. You guys are going to enjoy it together. They're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's going to be great.
So you can request a tasting and they will serve you for free, according
Thank
to this
you,
guy.
Eric Zoolander. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It did sound like him, didn't it?
It did indeed.
Eric Zoolander. Mike, this is also, this week marks the
noted 70th... Trump supporter, Eric Stulginski.
He's a sweet guy, though. You know what?
Very
you
can't sweet.
Have a, love the man. Have a politics.
Can't let politics to rip us apart.
Love him, love him, love him.
At least he has an open mind.
This week marks the 70th anniversary of, guess what? Rock and roll music. The first rock and roll record that most historians agree set the template for rock and roll was recorded 70 years ago. Here's the funny thing. I did not know this until today.
Is this a lady that did it?
No. This precedes, you're probably thinking of Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton. But this precedes that.
Good call.
This was recorded at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee by Sam Phillips, the guy who would eventually discover Elvis Presley. But this is from 1951. The label said Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. But what I found out today, it's actually Ike Turner that recorded the song Rocket 88.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride.
Still good.
Great record.
He was a terrible human being, but that is still...
But it's, it has many of the earmarks of rock and roll music, and this week...
That chord progression.
Mm-hmm. Think of that. 70 years we've been enjoying rock and roll music, and most musical eras did not last that long. So I think that's really cool, and I love the fact that it's Ike Turner because I had no idea.
Wow. So it's known as the first one.
Historians say that is the record that launched rock and roll, and some people will argue and say... Rock
so that's post Hound Dog.
That's
by
pre,
that lady.
That's pre Hound Dog. 1951.
Pre Hound Dog.
Yeah, I think she did that in like 1953 or 1954, and then Elvis did Hound Dog in 1956, which
that's
was a cover.
Cool. I like that. That's neat.
You like Halle Berry, right?
I do.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, she told a great story about her first kiss.
My first kiss.
Oh, I know.
Was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I had this boyfriend named Sean Boyd, and I wanted to French kiss him. I didn't know how to French kiss, so I got my best girlfriend at the time to show me how to French kiss so that I could French kiss him.
True story.
So she came over to my house and kissed me for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
30 minutes. Literally showed me how to French kiss a boy.
Where is she now?
And then the next night, I went and I French kissed.
Where did they record this? In the bathroom? Is this a podcast?
It's from a podcast. I think it might actually be her podcast.
Man, that's so cool.
Another great thing is that they're talking about a sequel. I don't normally like Hollywood sequels. I think, you know what, as a rule, leave them lay. This one I would like. And by the way, I watched Coming to America.
I watched it too.
It was great.
Oh, the new one?
Yes. Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime. It's great. There are so many guest stars in it.
And it's some good gags.
Oh, funny. Yeah. You're going to have a good, especially if you like the first movie.
I'm doing it tonight. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
We
awesome.
Can talk about
Thank
it tomorrow,
you.
But if you like the first movie, you will like this movie. It is a fun, a trip down memory lane.
Spare no expense.
Yeah, it looks expensive. It really does.
Okay.
Would you watch a sequel to Happy Gilmore?
Has not been discussed, but it certainly has been discussed on the internet.
believe me, that senior tour idea, it would be so amazing.
I am double in. Yes, I would love to do it. Everybody's been screaming for it. Like Adam said, it would be a complete blast. The senior tour with us too. Oh my God.
That was Chris McDonald who
they
played.
They got me with senior tour.
And that's going to be the plot. It's going to be Happy Gilmore on the senior tour with Shooter McGavin.
Because they'll be able to get all those old guys.
Yes, exactly.
You get like Freddie Couples. Oh my God, that's awesome.
So okay, I think that's a great idea.
I want it for that. Thank
and
you.
Let us close with this, Mike. Sometimes, you know, a preacher has got a big job. They've got to get up there. They've got to speak in public for over an hour every week. Sometimes you get your words wrong, especially when you talk about heaven.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
Whoa. Start it again, please.
It's just brief. It's a heaven farts, yeah.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
One more?
Heavenly farts. Yeah, one more time.
Please. The unprecedented three times.
Before we begin, let's pray.
Let's pray.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
That's your digital dumpster, folks. Close it up, Mike. And I want to say hello and thank you to the CDC.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get your thing. Find out about that.
I will reschedule today.
Find out.
I'll reschedule today. Yes, yes, CDC.
And get Halle Berry on the show.
Of course, yes.
Please.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Happy 50th, Rob Spiewak. And tell that dog to quit barking.
Yeah, barking.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending this show.
It ain't over until it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.